Good afternoon. It's 2:30, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm James Tessier alongside Taylor Giffen. In the weather, it's cloudy and 10 degrees outside our East York studios. Now, here are the headlines. The Leafs are close to clinching a playoff spot. Boston sports are halted by a manhunt. And the Blue Jays take on the Yankees tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs look to rebound after a tough loss to the New York Islanders last night. The Leafs went up by 2 goals on the Isles, but gave up the next 5 on their way to a 5-2 defeat. John Tavares scored 2 for the Islanders as he led his team closer to the playoff spot. The Islanders pull within 2 points of the Leafs for 5th in the conference. The Leafs will play the Ottawa Senators in the Battle of Ontario for the 5th and final time this season. The season series is tied at 2 games each, with tomorrow's game being played in Ottawa. The Leafs can clinch a playoff spot for the first time in 9 years if they beat the Sens and the Winnipeg Jets lose. In the wake of the manhunt for the Boston Marathon Bomber, the Boston Bruins have canceled their morning skates. Tonight's game against the Pittsburgh Penguins have also been halted until further notice. The Boston Red Sox have also told their employees to stay home. The Kansas City Royals are in Boston to play the Red Sox at Fenway Park. In other hockey news, the Ottawa Senators may be welcoming back an all-star to their lineup very soon. Star defenseman Erik Karlsson has practiced with his team this morning for the first time since February. Karlsson suffered an Achilles tear back in a game against the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Senators may not have a timetable for his return with only 5 games left in the regular season. The NBA playoffs are set to start tomorrow. The Warriors will take on the Nuggets, Memphis will play the LA Clippers, the New York Knicks will host Boston, and Brooklyn will battle Chicago. In lacrosse news, the National Lacrosse League will finish its 16th and final week of the regular season. All 4 regular season games will be played tomorrow. The Toronto Rock is the only team not in action tomorrow, as they have already played their 16 regular season games and have clinched first place in the East Division. The Rock have been led by Garrett Billings, who scored 100 points in 16 games this season. NASCAR has severely penalized drivers Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano as they failed to pass the inspection of their cars. Each crew chief was fined $100,000, and each team lost 25 points in the overall standings, which dropped Keselowski from 2nd to 4th place and Logano from 9th to 14th place. The penalties are a huge blow to each driver's chances of winning the overall championship. Hundreds of spectators and fans thronged the East York Memorial Arena to enjoy the event of the Pee Wee and School Division hockey games and to see the Little Stanley Cup. While the NHL playoffs are in progress for the Stanley Cup, today's event is not for the real Stanley Cup, it's for the replica of the NHL Stanley Cup. The East York Hockey Association hosted the Little Stanley Cup Day on Saturday, March 23, 2013. Local councillors and politicians, as well as hundreds of parents and fans, joined the celebrations. Hassan Zahid of Observer Radio News reports.
The atmosphere was tense at East York Memorial Arena as hockey players and spectators awaited the packed door for the final game of the season in the Pee Wee Division. It was a matchup between Detroit and Montreal. It was a one-sided game. The Red Wings earned a 3-0 comprehensive victory. Later, the winning Pee Wee team was presented with the Stanley Cup replica. They celebrated by skating a few laps with this trophy. The school hockey teams, which consisted of the kids of different age groups, played for their respective teams. It's an actual 3-foot replica of the NHL Stanley Cup, with the only one replica in existence. Marcia Barton came to East York Memorial Arena to see her son's performance. Her son Ethan is in grade 1. He plays for Team Toronto.
We're very excited. Ethan has been working very hard at the hockey school all season, and he's improved greatly with his hockey skills, and he's very excited to have a chance to play a real game.
The president of the East York Hockey Association, Art Kennedy, says the Little Stanley Cup started in 1954 and has been given out to the Pee Wee winner every year. In fact, it was an event for the hockey school volunteers, instructors, parents, and students, an annual occasion to promote young players for making the future hockey stars.
The Little Stanley Cup started in 1954, and it's been given out to the Pee Wee winners every year. Usually, it's just known within the organization itself. Although a few years ago, when they had the strike and they had no hockey, we became very popular, and it was all over the pages of every paper in Toronto.
The Pee Wee Division convener Connie Mitchell mentioned that the East York Hockey Association was given authority to play for the Little Stanley Cup in the 1954-55 seasons directly from Clarence Campbell, who was president of the NHL at that time.
This is the culmination of a year's worth of House League hockey here at East York Memorial Arena for the East York Bulldog Hockey Association. We've been around for more than 60 years. The kids play a full season starting in October and ending in March, and today's our final day where all the championship teams get to play for a trophy. Every team has a different trophy. Our Pee Wee division, which is 11 and 12 year olds, they play for the Little Stanley Cup, which is an official replica of the NHL Stanley Cup. It was authorized to us by Clarence Campbell, and every year those kids get to play for that.
The Little Stanley Cup event marked the last day of House League hockey for the East York Hockey Association. Hassan, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Now we'll take a quick commercial break, and Taylor will come back with more sports.
Styling the Elite. From noblemen to queens, Hermes silk scarves, leather shoes, and fine ties since 1837. Buy Hermes, buy luxury.
Welcome back and hello everyone. The Toronto Blue Jays welcome the New York Yankees to the Rogers Centre this evening. It will be the first meeting of the season for the two teams. Brandon Morrow takes the mound for the Blue Jays, and he will be looking to get his first win of the year. The Yankees will counter with veteran arm Andy Pettitte. Last year, the Yankees took the season series, winning 11 of 18 games. Slugger Jose Bautista missed his fourth straight game last night, a 3-1 win over the Chicago White Sox. Bautista is listed as day-to-day. First pitch is scheduled for 7:07 this evening and can be seen on Sportsnet Ontario. There's much anticipation about the upcoming Toronto Blue Jays season. 2013 certainly looks like the year that the Jays could make their mark in the AL East. As Observer Radio News' David Draper reports, that's meant a boost in business for local sports merchandise stores in Newmarket.
ERA was nearly double that of the previous season. He gave up the most walks in the American League and posted career lows in wins.
2013 certainly looks like the year that the Jays can make their mark in the AL East. That means a boost in business for local sports merchandise here in Newmarket.
From what I was told by the owner, who's owned the store since, I think, 1990.
Right.
He hasn't had Blue Jay sales like this since, obviously, when they won the World Series in 92-93.
The first display you see when you walk into the Pro Image store in Newmarket is an authentic Toronto Blue Jays R.A. Dickey jersey. To the right of it, a large amount of Blue Jays clothing, including caps, shirts, and other official merchandise. Store clerk Luigi Tanay says the Blue Jays gear is flying off the shelves like never before.
Got in most of this stuff before Christmas, too. And like, I've worked here 3 years now, and I've never seen as much Blue Jays stuff sell at all, let alone in the months of November and December.
The newest additions, such as R.A. Dickey, Josh Johnson, and Jose Reyes, make the team as competitive as they were back in 1993 when they won the World Series.
Surprisingly, before Christmas, the bestseller was Batista, but right. Since they kind of came out with all the new ones, it's between R.A. Dickey and Jose Reyes.
Right.
Even if Dickey fails to bring the Blue Jays to the playoffs, he's already helped Pro Image in sales. For Observer Radio News in Newmarket, I'm David Draper.
Elsewhere in American League action, the Boston Red Sox are still waiting to see if their game tonight against the Kansas City Royals is a go. In light of the Boston Marathon bombings and the recent developments, the game has been put on hold for the time being. Toronto FC returns home to BMO Field tomorrow when they take on the visiting Houston Dynamo. The team is coming off three straight draws and will hope an extended home stretch can lead to some wins. The team plays their next three matches, including tomorrow's against the Dynamo, with home field advantage. Kickoff is at 4 in the afternoon and can be seen live on TSN. Also in soccer news, the Canadian under-17 team plays Honduras tonight. The winner will place third in the CONCACAF Under-17 Championship. A win or a loss clinches Canada a spot in the FIFA Under-17 World Cup. The Canadian squad has been able to medal three times in the last five CONCACAF tournaments. This year's team hopes it will be able to add to that tonight. Five players on the team are also a part of the Kia Toronto FC Academy. The PGA Tour is in South Carolina this week at Harbortown Golf Links. Three players currently sit atop the leaderboard, all are 6-under. They include Kevin Streelman, Charlie Hoffman, and Steve LeBrun. All three of them have completed their second rounds. Watch out, though, for Justin Hicks, who is sitting at 5-under. The Michigan native is shooting 3-under through 7 and is primed to make a move to the top of the leaderboard. And that's all from the world of sports. Now let's send it back to James for the wrap.
Thanks, Taylor. That's the news for now. You can find more news at torontoobserver.ca. On behalf of all of us here at the Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great day.